Samatha and Vipassana, a series posted by the Venerable Kempo Sutrim Gyatso Rinpoche at Evom Institute, Melbourne, Australia. This is the second talk of the series and was given on the evening of the 24th of November, 1998.
Rua namgan tata nyambe simchen tamche jitun do zopa sanje jikombarambu jidubarasa te ije to tambe chula tosan gomsonje zombar jeo nyambe samba sanjun chodo toje pangando tante sambarish.
Before listening to the teachings, Rinpoche asks that we give rise to the precious attitude of bodhicitta, which means that for the benefit of all sentient beings who are limitless in number as the sky is vast in its extent, we aim to attain the state of complete and perfect enlightenment. We know that in order to do that, we must listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with all of the enthusiasm we can muster in our hearts. This is the precious attitude of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Tene talam kazak damin dorduche.
Tonight, Rinpoche will offer a brief explanation of the meditation on the selflessness of the individual.
Tene nambal lola kazak damin gombate karchimbore. Jim Jane Kanyana Corbett Saba Nyomombet Saba Donga Jitsava, the Chun Tamje Jitsava, the Danzere Danzin Shavare Sepala, Dame Tongom Govare, Dame Betoma Gomna, Danzin Letter Togumare. This is not the Dame Gomba de Kakimore.
In the Buddhist tradition, the meditation on individual personal selflessness is very important because the root of samsara, the root of suffering, the root of all mental afflictions, all problems whatsoever, is clinging to the belief in I, clinging to the belief that there is a self. And this belief cannot be pacified unless one meditates on its opposite, which is selflessness or egolessness. And therefore, to understand selflessness and meditate on it is something very important.
Gombakar Chembore Rang Sanje Lolayan Kanzagadami Karchembore Tikwa Chembu Lolayan Kanzagadami Karchembore Sangha Dorje Tikwa Lolayan Kanzagadami Gombakar Chembore.
In the tradition of the Shravakas, of the smaller vehicle, meditation on the selflessness of the individual is very important. In the tradition of the solitary sages, the Pracheka Buddhas, the meditation on selflessness of the individual is very important. In the great vehicle, the Mahayana, the meditation on the selflessness of the individual is very important. And in the Vajrayana, the meditation on the selflessness of the individual is very important.
Dene kanza kada me ba ina kunzob to cheva ngama ni chen dala cheva lama po chen dene cheva samadhan rova po le dang lesa hin devala longche papu dad karasa na tene malam tav choda tav so
asa. Well, if there's no self, then we might ask, what is this superficial appearance? This appearance that of a self that is going from past lives, has been born in past lives from time without beginning, and now is in this life, and then after this life will proceed to the next life. What is this appearance? Well, in fact, this is just a completely false appearance. It is like the appearance of a moon on a pool of water. It is like a dream.
In
a dream, when we dream, there is an appearance of ourself, of a self in this dream. But this appearance just isn't real. There's nothing really there. And yet, this appearing self, this merely appearing self, which is not real, looks like it's doing all different kinds of things. And this is an example for how it is that there can appear to be a self that has had past existences, runs around in this existence, and then takes birth in future existences, even though there's nothing really there. It's just like in a dream. However, it's the case that if we don't realize we're dreaming, even though there's really no one there, there's no self there at all, we can still suffer as a result of thinking that there is a self in this dream and thinking that the suffering the self experiences is real. And similarly, in this life, even though there really is no self, from thinking that there is one, we can suffer tremendously, and we will until we realize that there really is no self at all. Given the self that appears to go from past lifetimes to this lifetime and appears to go from this lifetime into future ones, this self does not truly exist, because if we examine properly with our intelligence, we find that there is no existent self there at all. And the concordant example for this is the appearance of a self in a dream. And like that, the self that appears to accumulate karma by performing actions and experience the result of this karma does not really exist at all, because the body is not the self, feelings are not the self, discriminations are not the self, all other types of mental formations, thoughts and emotions are not the self, and consciousness is not the self.
Luje yenla re re ne da mai ba ka ye yenla ge cha he da mai cha he je tha ba dutin da mai dutin tha ba ma do bas
ma sa tu ji
ten da wo zo na ye ka ne do ta ka re
ma sa. So we have 5 reasons now. Let's go through them one at a time. The first one is that the body is not the self. And this reason is valid because the body is not the self. The parts of the body are not the self. The parts of these parts are not the self. And their parts, which are atoms and subatomic particles, do not truly exist. So there is no self present anywhere in the body. This is a reason we have to think about again and again. We have to think about how the body is not me, how the parts of the body are not me, how these parts of parts are not me. We have to examine this with our intelligence again and again and come to certainty about it. Since even the smallest particles that comprise the body do not truly exist, then this body is just like a dream body. It's just like the body that appears in a dream. It's not made of anything. And therefore, its nature is only openness, spaciousness, and relaxedness. It's nothing other than that. It doesn't truly exist at all. Second reason is that feelings are not the self. Why? Because happiness is not the self. Suffering is not the self, and indifference is not the self.
Teta chova dedo tanyo som ten sik som re 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 ne da yina da som dun jorwa ta.
Asa.
Rwa da som dun jorwa akaan ye. Chik da yina yenda da mayin be mayin na rikwa ta garbas.
Asa. There are these 3 basic types of feelings: happiness, suffering, and indifference. And if all 3 were the self, then we would have 3 selves. On the other hand, if one were the self and the other two wouldn't, why would that be? That would be illogical. Why would one be the self and the other two not? That wouldn't make sense.
Tene lenga chepo che la gadon tang nam hi apo nyama ya bu kha tene gadon tang de chorva deva yo na chorva deva yong re chorva deva de da mare tene
For example, if we have a dream and in this dream we're at a beautiful garden party where everything is exquisitely arranged and the sun is shining beautifully and we're having a great time, well, that feeling of happiness is not the self. It's not me. Why? Because as soon as the dark clouds gather and it starts to rain and all the flowers get blown away and everybody has to disperse and the happiness is turned into suffering, the happiness is gone. But that suffering is not the self either. Because once you go home out of the rain and you get dry, then you feel better again and the suffering has disappeared too. So first the happiness completely disappeared, then the suffering completely disappeared. So neither one of these can be the self.
Tene tegi da nyin thupu kopa kapsa, kopa kapsa chowa kaya yamare. Yang tene da, chowa da yina, tene nyin thupu kopa kapsa da mayapar taro chonya. Da jyoyin chenro. Tisena chowa da ma.
And furthermore, when we are in a state of thick sleep, of deep sleep, we have no feeling at all. And so if feeling were in fact the self, then during that state of deep sleep, there would be no self. Self would get lost, disappear. The third reason is that discriminations, mental discriminations are not the self. And this is true because thinking something is clean is not the self. Thinking something is dirty, that type of discrimination is not the self. Discriminating someone as a friend, that thought is not the self. Discriminating someone as an enemy, that thought is not the self either. The discrimination that something is clean is not the self, because if this thought perception were the self, then it would have to always be there. That we would always perceive clean, something as being clean. And this doesn't happen. We don't always perceive something as being clean. We don't, the thought of cleanliness is not ever present. And the thought that something is dirty is not the self either, because if it were, we would have to always perceive dirty, and we don't. Reason is that The reason why we would have to always perceive dirty is that dirty and the self would be the same thing. And since the self is always there, then the thought of dirtiness has to always be there too. Third, the thought of enemy is not the self, because although we perceive someone to be repulsive, sometimes we don't always feel like that. We don't always perceive someone to be an enemy. That thought changes. And the thought of someone being a friend is not the self, because we don't always perceive everybody to be our friend all the time. That thought is not ever present. In short, none of these thoughts, not the thought of clean or dirt or friend or enemy, are the self, because they are changing all the time. They are arising and disappearing all the time. To continue, the skanda of the aggregate of mental formations, which are the 51, all of the 51 types of thoughts and emotions, mental states that can arise, these are not the self, because they are not individually the self. There are not 51 selves. And furthermore, the mere coming together, the mere association of all of these 51 is not the self either. There, each of these 51 is not individually the self, because if they were, we would have 51 selves. However, the association, the group of all of these together, is not the self either, because there can never be a group of all of these 51. Why? Because many of them are opposed with each other. For example, when you have faith, you do not have its opposite mental formation, which is an absence of faith. When you are cautious, you don't have the opposite mental formation, which is carelessness. So these can never exist in the same place at the same time. The fifth reason is that the consciousness is not the self. There are six collections of consciousness, and none of them is the self. The eye consciousness is not the self. The ear consciousness is not the self. The nose consciousness is not the self. The taste consciousness is not the self. The body's tactile consciousness is not the self. And finally, the mental consciousness is not the self.
Ta tangbo trope de tado zog ma dong ba sa.
The first of these reasons is valid, that the I consciousness is not the self, because we do not see form all the time. For if the I sense consciousness were the self, then we would have to perceive form all the time. Similarly, the ear sense consciousness is not the self, because we do not perceive sound all the time. The nose sense consciousness is not the self, because we do not always smell odor. The tongue sense consciousness is not the self, because if it were, then at the times we did not taste anything on our tongue, there would be no self. Self would have disappeared. The body's tactile consciousness is not the self, because if it were, at the times we were not sensing any feeling in our body, the self will have disappeared. There is that fault. The mental sense consciousness is not the self, because if it were, then at the time of deep sleep, when we weren't thinking of anything, there'd be no self. So this way of examining the five aggregates individually and looking and seeing if they were the self or not is a very good way to go about this type of analysis. We can also combine this into two, body and mind, because that's what the five aggregates are. They are divisions of body and mind. They all fit into one of these two categories. So we can more simply say that there is no self, because body is not the self and mind is not the self.
Lu da ma yin be jin tin de lu se ye pa pa ni sha da cha da ru ba da lo wa da che ba da ju ma da na ge ma tang ba cha ke re re ni da ma yin ba to le la wo yi
ma so
te to le la na yang de yang ne de che ba so ko
ma so
ma yin be jin sai
ma so The body is not the self, because if we start from the outside in, the skin is not the self, skin is not the self. Flesh is not the self. Blood is not the self. The lungs are not the self. The liver is not the self. The heart is not the self. The intestines are not the self. And all the other gross parts of the body are not the self either. So this is something that's easy for us to understand, and yet it's something that we have to think about again and again.
Sem dama yin pe jim sen karasana, sem chi chi dama yin te, sem te yorji ting la madro pa kaan ki, lu je wangu ting da yang madro, tenji je parla yang mani, lu je to la yang madro, me la yang madro pa sa, sem ra madro pa sa, sem mani pa sa.
Mind is not the self, because we can't find mind outside in the object. We also can't find it in the body. We can't find it anywhere in between these two. We can't find it in the upper part of the body. We can't find it in the middle part. We can't find it in the lower part. In short, mind does not inherently exist because wherever you look for it, you can't see anything there.
Dembe tongba, nang san do yobare, dembe tongba te yendo, tene luta sem te, dak tongba.
Masa.
Dado madobare.
Masa. So really there is no self at all. Conventionally, we can posit the existence of a self that does things. We can talk about a self that's doing things, that's accumulating karma, that has past and future lives. But this is just a mere designation. It's just a mere appearance, just like a self that appears in a dream. Because once we examine the body, we can't find any self. When we examine the mind, we can't find any self. So really, there is no self. And this is something that the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, sang about in a song he sung to a shepherd boy. He sang, "You got it right when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find."
Te jumse te lugzere pala chiran da kaba karre do che pachi go sono ku da mani bare
na sa
le ya mare se me mare da mani bare
na sa
da mani ba de kaza ga da mi to pare so
na sa
na ngo so to to pa mare
na sa
i hira pe che na mani ba to
na sa ji
pa de to pa se ga
na sa So Milarepa saying, "You got it right when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find. You're done with personal lack of self." So Milarepa was saying that to this, singing to the shepherd boy, that the shepherd boy realized that there was no self in the body, there was no self in the mind, and so he had realized selflessness of the individual. He hadn't realized it directly, he had realized it inferentially. He had realized it with his intelligence. But he still had to meditate on it, but he had at least come to the certainty that there was no self intellectually. The shepherd boy asked Milarepa for refuge vows, and Milarepa asked the shepherd boy, "Well, who is the one taking refuge?" And the shepherd boy said, "Well, it's not my mind, and it's not my body. There's no self anywhere, so I guess there is no one taking refuge." And then Milarepa said, "Yeah, you got it." Realizing that there is no one going for refuge is the ultimate refuge. It's the only actual and genuine refuge, is to realize that genuine reality transcends there being anyone to go for refuge, any refuge to take. If we still think that there is somebody going for refuge, then that is only superficial, relative refuge. It is refuge that involves ego clinging and is completely false.
Mm-hmm.
In a similar vein, the Bodhisattva Shantideva said, sentient beings are just like beings in dreams. When you examine them, they just are like banana trees. Banana tree was the example of something where you peel off the layers and you don't find anything there. So when you examine a sentient being, you can't find anything.
Tene dame ba gomba karche ba yimba te oman jo pa le dame den roba nam prose chu dan kanza yeve nam ni song som ba dame gom go ba kar roba nam tene khol ba donga le trobe se do kong ye nan kare ye kanza ke dame de chu je dame ni
res ma. The importance of meditating on selflessness was described by Chandrakirti in his text, The Entrance into the Middle Way. He said, selflessness is what liberates beings. If you divide it, there are two, selflessness of the individual and selflessness of phenomena. So selflessness is what liberates beings from the suffering of samsara, suffering and confusion of samsara. And if we separate or make distinctions within the different types of selflessness, there are two, selflessness of the individual and selflessness of phenomena.
Tena da konzo je da mama cheba yin de cheba ngama nen der on den saman rong sing te chona nga da ba ta bor sanje chu song bare gombo lo do je ya chota ta bor song ye re da chota ta bor hi ba de kar che mo re.
The merely superficially present self that goes from one life to the next, from a past life to this one to a future one, is not real. It's just a mere appearance. It's like the moon that appears on a pool of water, a water moon. And this metaphor is one that the protector Nagarjuna used to describe what a self is like. It's just like a water moon, nothing more than that. And this is something very important for us to think about again and again.
Chota ta malam ta varta na dembar madro bese na takha mare tini meba mai bese na cheta ya mare.
If we think about the example of a water moon or a dream appearance, since there's nothing really there, then that clears away the extreme of realism. Since there is not a complete vacuum or nothingness, that clears away the extreme of nihilism. This 20th century is the era of scientific investigation, scientific inquiry, and since that is the case, Rinpoche says he feels that the best example for the self is the water moon. Because if the self were something truly existent, static, then it would be impossible for it to go from one life to the next. However, if the self were completely non-existent, if we said that there was just nothingness, then that would fall into an extreme of nihilism. And so the example of the water moon that clears away both extremes is a very good example. The example of the water moon is also good because it clears away both thinking that the self is true and thinking that it's false. So if you think about a water moon, It's not true and it's not false. It transcends all of these different types of opinions, conceptual notions about what it is, which leaves us with the experience of the self's true nature, which is the transcendence of both true and false, and is openness, spaciousness, and relaxedness. So if we realize our true nature to be like this water moon, then we too will be open, spacious, and relaxed. So it's like that. So at the beginning of this song that Milarepa sang to the shepherd boy, he offered one homage, a supplication for realizing selflessness, and Rinpoche wants everybody to write this down. To the Guru, who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. That's the, yeah, write it down. Those are the first two lines. Then, please bless us, comma, me and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. So I'll read these four lines all the way through. To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. Everybody got that? So let's recite this together three times. To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. When we meditate on selflessness, it's very good to begin by reciting this supplication. This was a supplication that Milarepa sang himself, and so he carries with him carries with it great blessing power, the blessing power of the words of a realized siddha. And it's also good to sing it, because when Milarepa sang it, it had a melody, and so it's good if we sing it too.
Yeah.
So the melody goes like this. To the guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me, and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. Sing it one more time. To the guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me, and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. To the guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me, and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. To the guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me, and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness.
Yeah, that's the way.
Now, does anyone have any questions?
The idea that the self is not any of the parts, and therefore there is no self, I find hard to understand, because if we make an analogy with the idea of a family has a mother, a father, children, maybe animals, mm-hmm. and we call it the family, and we look at the mother and we say, the mother is not the family, therefore, but we can't say, the mother is not the family, therefore there is no family. We can't look at the child and say, the child is not the family, therefore there is no family. So how can we look at the parts of the self, like the skin, or the blood, or the mind, or the thoughts, and say, the thought is not the self, therefore there is no self. I don't understand really the logic.
Then the dagi yenla pumbonga la takhe tangido. Then pumbonga rere da mayin pe kimsana tene da damba madrupa re. Di morangi samna di droge mare. Krishna pena mitsang nangsang takche chena tene ama nangsang yamare pugu yang nangsang mare apa yang nangsang mare inen kanga domna nangsang yore jaga nangshin pakpa tang shal semla sopa rere da mare inen domna da mepa talgi mare
re ten da gore Kenama ni kema hirap jama keno nang santo yoba.
Masa.
Nang santo yoba ten daure.
Masa.
Kenama dobre ma keno nang santo yoba.
Masa.
Malayang kenama dobre ma keno nimono yin ten padawe. Masa. Ted the tipper.
Masa. Ten a meat sang ma.
Matang yang kipare. Ken a reddy in the ma dobre ma keno nang santo yare. Nang santo yoba.
Masa. It's like that, It's like you say, in the sense that when we don't examine, there can appear to be something there. But when we examine the individual parts to try to find this thing, we can't find it anywhere. So we can have an appearance of a self during the daytime or in a dream, but when we examine, we can't find any self there. When we really look to try to find where it is. And it's just like with a family. When you don't examine, then you have a mere appearance of a family. But once you examine, you try to find where is this thing called a family. You can't find it. Look at the parts and you can't find it. If we apply this to our family and we examine ourselves and we can't find any self there, then that is the emptiness of the self of the individual. There is a mere appearance of a self, but there is really no existent self, no truly existent self. When we examine the other members of the family and find that they don't truly exist, then that is the can also be called the emptiness of the self of phenomena. And this is something that's very good, because the nature of all family members is just appearance emptiness. And appearance emptiness is naturally open, spacious, and relaxed. So if we think about even the parts that of a family member that are not terribly attractive, then that is also just appearance emptiness, and that is naturally open, spacious, and relaxed. If we think about the body, thinking that it's truly existent, then we end up with something that's not very pleasant, because the body is just a bunch of disgusting things. It's flesh and blood and intestines and pus and guts and all these kinds of things. And if they were truly existent, then that would be a pretty despicable reality. But the fact is that it's not truly existent. It's just like an appearance of a body in a dream. And that's much better, Rinpoche says. So this reality of appearance emptiness is something present all the way from the first meditation on the selflessness of the individual up through the selflessness of phenomena, and then into the meditation on the deities and the mandala, which are also appearance emptiness. And this is what makes the connection between these three stages, is this reality of things being appearance undifferentiable from emptiness. If we can realize that our body is appearance emptiness, then it's easy for us to meditate on the deity, which is appearance emptiness. On the other hand, if we think our body is real and something disgusting, just a heap of filth, then it'll be difficult for us to meditate on the deity. And to meditate on the deity as being disgusting and a heap of filth is actually dangerous.
Right. Tene danda dada yin denbar ma dom na ya malangon ma che begin de denbar na yin denbar kembar denbar na yin denbar kembar ten tsor ma so denbar ma ro pa dada ma ro pa ten ne tsor
ma so. It's like that. We think that there is a midpoint to space, like a center to space and some boundary to space, even though there isn't. We think that there is a top part and an underneath part of this globe, even though there isn't. We think that there's a self, even though there's no self. So this is our confused way of perception. When we perceive these things to be real, which do not truly exist, then that is confusion, and their lack of existence is the basic nature of reality. Similarly, there is no common time on this planet. There's no one time where everybody thinks it's the same, but we act like there is. We act like there really is such a thing as time that truly exists, even though it doesn't. So what we need to do is see how it is that thoughts are confused and see what the nature of reality is. We need to compare these two. And in fact, realizing that we ourselves do not truly exist, and that other beings are just appearance emptiness, is the best way to give rise to compassion. It's very easy, much easier to give rise to compassion when you realize that beings do not truly exist and that we do not truly exist. This is how Milarepa gave rise to compassion. He's saying, I see this life to be like an illusion and a dream, and I have compassion for everybody who doesn't realize that. So he realized that the nature of existence was illusory and dreamlike and naturally open, spacious, and relaxed, and this caused him to feel great compassion for everyone who suffered needlessly because they did not realize that. And if we think about our families, there are stories of families, whole families of siddhas, who all attained the rainbow body at the same time. Father, mother, and kids, they all practice together, and they all attain the rainbow body at the same time.
Jarpo inta badala sanje jasawan de pichen go de chou de dene damnga tembe jarpo inta bod chu mong kho ta che ba dene jali do so
and there's a story of King Indrabhuti who requested teachings on the secret mantra from the Buddha, and the Buddha manifested mandala and gave Indrabhuti and all of his retinue of wives initiation, and they all practiced together and they all attained the rainbow body at the same time. Milarepa too had many disciples who attained the rainbow body. And this is evidence of the fact that there's no self. The self is really just like a rainbow, like a moon that appears on a pool of water, that there's nothing really there.
Mm-hmm. tene pa kya yo na tse de la bu yong re luk de re pa ya pu gu chung chung re ma la re pe lo ma sa le wo pa dan bom de de so lo chuk su chong a chu chuk re do se kho so ya tene na jor ma cha
ma so
ma ha si da ma cha
ma so It is indeed difficult to realize selflessness of the individual, but it's not so difficult if we've done it before. And if in this lifetime, if we've meditated on selflessness in past lifetime, then what will happen is that those habitual tendencies will awaken when we meditated on it in this lifetime, and it'll be easy. For example, the shepherd boy who Milarepa sang the song to was very young, and he realized selflessness. Milarepa also had some young students who were only very young girls, 13, 14, 15, like Saleu and Calderboom and Rechungma, and they all became great Siddhamas, women Siddhas. Out of the 84 great Mahasiddhas of India, two, Tanglopa and Shinglopa, were both children. They heard a few verses of oral instruction, they meditated, and they attained Siddha. And the reason for this was that they had meditated on it in past lives. They had meditated on the Dharma before.
Then poje tanda murcho thomi se je jase la lin chran so lo yon ro te tam ne je te pug chung chung ga kap so ne nin je chim bu ye re gun se po nam ram bo re den ne nyama che ku me pa che bla nan la yon ro awa me ku kar se se de sim je ma bo cha ga do den ne te la yo kap ya ba ni se pa do te de troma trok sam je la kap ya ba
There's also the story of Ngulchu Togme, who wrote a text which you're all probably familiar with called The 37 Practices of a Bodhisattva. When Ngulchu Togme was a young boy, one time in the winter time, he came home and he was naked. It was very cold in Tibet in the winter time, and his parents asked him, "What did you do with your clothes?" He said, "Well, there were some other animals who were really cold, so I gave my clothes to them." His parents went out and found that he had put all of his clothes on top of an anthill to keep the ants warm. So this was evidence of the fact that Ngulchu Togme had spent many lifetimes meditating on compassion. Otherwise, as a young child, you wouldn't have compassion like that arise so naturally.
Tene pola tup tup me tsumo mati lab ju dhema re. Mati lab ju dhema ama le chi ma ta do chokanga nam ka lam pha kartab zu yo. Tene om hara na sa a a la so ba da da nga don tene meg nam ka la te. Tene da vuzo ba re. Tene da vo te yan tene chitang sim chi na do yeme yi vata ro. Mo tok pa ngon do chon na lam sang ta te ba re.
There's also the example of the one who was the queen of all yoginis in Tibet, Machik Lapki Drunma. And when Machik Labdrun, as soon as she was born, she rose into the sky. She did a dance and she sang Om Hari Nisa Ah Ah Ah. So this was another example of the fact that all phenomena are appearance, emptiness, undifferentiable. And she realized this immediately after she was born. This showed that she had been practicing for many lifetimes. She knew it was all a dream right away. Other people don't know that, so they can't do things like that. So it's like that. So let's sing this supplication three more times. To To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we may realize basic selflessness. Do we all have the copy of the song called the Song of the Profound Definitive Meaning sung on the snowy range? So for maybe some people who weren't here over the weekend, I'll sing the first verse and then we'll start over again from the beginning. For the mind that masters view, the emptiness dawns. In the content seen, not even an atom exists. A seer and seen, refined until they're gone. This way of realizing view, it works quite well. For the mind that masters view, the emptiness dawns. In the content seen, not even an atom exists. A seer and seen, refined until they're gone. This way of realizing view, it works quite well. When meditation is clear, let river flow. There is no need to confine it to sessions and breaks. Meditator and object refined until they're gone. This hard bone of meditation, it beats quite well. When you're sure that conduct's work is luminous light, and you're sure that interdependence is emptiness, a doer and deed
find until they're gone. This way of working with conduct, it works quite well. When bias thinking has vanished into space, and no phony facades, ain't dumbass nor hopes and fears. Keeper and kept refined until they're gone. This way of keeping Samaya, it works quite well. When you finally discovered your mind is Dharmakaya, and you're really doing yourself and others good, all winter and winter refined until they're gone. This way of winning results, it works quite well.
Ta pombo nga da da ma do bi jin tin che pa ti zo so ne da ma ba na te zo le lo si.
Now think about the reasons why the five aggregates are not the self, and then rest relaxed in selflessness. So now let's sing the prayer of solemn commitment. Lord Narupa's lineage, son of the freedom path, please bless this beggar to stay in mountain retreat with the demon of worldly distraction not distracting. May meditative concentration grow without getting caught in attachment to shamatha's pool. May vipassana's flowers burst into open bloom with elaboration, stress and strain not stirring. May the foliage of simplicity spread its leaves with no germ of double mind in my retreat. May the fruit experience and realization mature with the demon family powerless to obstruct.
May I gain final certainty, understand in my mind. On the path of skillful means uncurbed by doubts, may the son find a way to follow in his father's footsteps. Compassionate master, the essence of Akshobhya, please bless this beggar to stay in mountain
retreats.
Now let's sing the song called Auspiciousness That Lights Up the Universe. Namo Guru Hasa Vajraye. You see that everything in samsara and nirvana is merely dependently arisen. You see the Dharma Ta, the true being, that is the essence of all dependent arising. The power of your great insight fills the universe with auspicious light. O mighty Shepa Dorje, please rise up now from within my heart. Ground's basic nature transcends conceptuality, and like water moons, appearances arise dependently. May everyone realize that this is true and dispel the darkness cast by doubt and wrong view. And may their realization's auspiciousness light up the whole universe. The vision of your wisdom is amazing. You see just how things are, you see everything. As parents love their children, so you love all beings. You bring us benefits and happiness. Your power makes disciples out of your enemies. May your auspiciousness light up the universe. For samsara's cause clinging to I and me, the Dharma realized in selflessness is the greatest remedy. May all beings use it to pacify their confused belief that there is an I. And by the power of this great happening, may auspiciousness light up the universe. The ways of ordinary beings you have left behind. Noble ones who realize reality, the true nature of mind, may you lead all ordinary beings who have not yet entered to the path of peace, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the Yidams who bestow the cities and the protectors who clear obstacles away eliminate all harmful conditions, everything adverse to the path, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the noble path of nonviolence flourish in all the worlds there are. When beings meet and interact, may the connections they make be filled with love. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. At the twilight of this century that has been one of such prosperity,
may struggle over wealth and gain, disappear and not be seen again, free from strife and violence, may all enjoy great abundance, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. This has been a century when science has advanced incredibly, amazing and wondrous these new machines that have brought the gods' enjoyments to human beings. May they be used with skill supreme to end violence and cause peace to reign. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the sciences that explore outside be joined with the inner science of the mind to excellently put an end to mistaken views and confusion. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. The source of all this auspiciousness is the true nature of mind so luminous. So may realization of mind just as it is set the universe ablaze with auspicious excellence. Through all of this auspiciousness, wherever its light may be seen, with the love and the compassion that make bodhicitta mind supreme, may this thought arise in everyone. Other beings' happiness is as important as my own. And may excellent virtue and auspiciousness always increase, never diminish.
Manjola mo kuye taji yo yena tukyo songe taji tadadame tukye taji yo jarwe kusung tukye taji yo nendere nyemo dele tsendere nyeme kongyan dele nyemtsen tado dele kwenjo songe taji yo. Ene san yorwa san semtam je tawate.
Tomorrow night, Rinpoche. Tomorrow night, Rinpoche will explain the view of the Mahayana philosophical school called the Chittamatra, the mind-only school. Please bring your song sheets with you tomorrow.